Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
As San Francisco continues to bounce back from the pandemic, officials are taking steps to bring tourists back to the city. And while convention bookings at Moscone Center have recovered a little bit this year, things look a bit slower in 2024 so far. That's part of the reason behind a new ad campaign featuring San Francisco Giants Hall of Fame broadcaster John Miller.
With open arms, open minds, the city has helped me be me. It's shown everyone that when you bring different together, you move the world forward.
The message is being taken to everybody around the world. And Phil, how big of a role does Moscone play in trying to revitalize the city of San Francisco?
Oh, it's critical. I mean, it's critical. You know, we're talking about an industry that, you know, brought in, or Moscone and conventions brought in, you know, $587 million for, you know, taxpayers. You know, it represents a $10 billion industry. At least it did prior to the pandemic, and they're trying to get it back. Now, we are bringing conventions back, but not to the rate that it was pre-pandemic. We're still down about a quarter. And the idea of trying to get that back is going to take, it's going to be harder than people thought, because now we're in competition with other cities. Las Vegas is grabbing conventions. They give price breaks that is tough for San Francisco to match. And so the tourist industry is asking City Hall to, you know, reduce some of the rates around Moscone and try to make it more affordable for groups to come here. Another thing, the John Miller one, that's an interesting one because, yes, that's trying to get tourists to feel at home here, but it's really aimed, I was talking with officials today and watching the ad a couple of times, at businesses relocating, saying that this is a place where your business can really sort of excel because there's an innovation going on here. And they're going to be taking this video, it's about a 90-second one, you can call it up on Google or whatever, they're going to be taking it to about 30 different business conventions around the country this year and showing it and trying to promote San Francisco. So we're seeing a double front here, one to try to get the tourists and that money back, but also trying to get those office spaces filled.
And on both of those veins, both of those tacks are being met by resistance by two things: the cost of doing business in San Francisco and street conditions, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Now, and it's one of those things that, you know, people say, well, the rents are going down, so the costs are going down. They go, yeah, but they're still higher than other places. And, you know, Patty, it's not a question about whether you're just going to have your business in San Francisco or some part of the other Bay Area. It's a question of whether you can be anywhere on the globe these days. And if one thing the pandemic has taught us is that you can spread things all the way around. But, yes, the second one here, and this is the big one, and you're not going to be seeing this in the John Miller commercial, which, by the way, is going to be airing at Giants games this season too, the homeless. And that is one of the biggest problems that San Francisco is going to be addressing. And you know something? I think that's one of the reasons why District Attorney Brooke Jenkins made an appearance at the Convention Bureau the other day and said she will be enforcing the law. That's a difference from her last predecessor, but she's going to try to get the streets clean.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.